That's Green Arrow Radio every Saturday morning here on 91.7 FM WSUM, Madison, the Snake on the Lake.
Well, we just heard Lacey James, a track called Old Languages. That sometimes during this program is how we speak to each other. Old languages. I do a lot of new languages, too. I got a lot of new music, just like that one lined up for you. Now, Lacey was supposed to ring in at 9:15. I look at the little light. I wait. I shall move on. Before Lacey was Tinsley Ellis, friend of the program, Tinsley Ellis doing something from his new album, Get It. And I just got it, and that was called Fuzzbuster. Fiddle Worms before that, as we mentioned, doing Another Man's Lies. Man, that's going to be a killer of a new album to be sharing with you. Like I said, I'm just going to plug on forward. Here's Hayden Sayers off the album Rolling Soul. Can't Get You Off My Mind is the name of the track. Enjoy. Wait a second. Is that Lacey James out there?
It is. I'm so sorry. The number I had was wrong, and I was frantically dialing it, and I just went on the webpage and got a different number.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know how that happens, but I'm glad it didn't happen officially anyway. We just stopped because we just stopped playing, a track I really love a lot, Old Languages, off the album of the same name, yes?
Yeah. Well, album is called Circles of Swallows.
There it is, Circle of Swallows. Oh, yeah, yep. See, we're both a little bit off by one number this morning, and so let's talk a little bit about this brand new release. Tell me the story of the album, how it came from this, you know, a seed of a concept probably throughout your years into this fruition of a flowering, blooming, cool plant.
Well, thank you. It feels like a plant. I mean, I feel like that when I'm writing the songs. They're just growing, you know, and they feel very organic the way that they come about. I wrote it over a number of years. I started writing the first song, I think 2006, 2007. And then, you know, just gradually more of them came, and I guess more recently most of them were written, but it's definitely a process. You know, some of them take longer to be able to finish. They just, you know, you don't quite get the last chorus. You can't think of what would be really right there for the words or something like that. So it was definitely, you know, a process. And also finding where I was going to record it. And I had been out of recording for a while, so I needed to kind of look around and figure out where was going to be the best place for me to do the record.
Yeah, I've been excitedly sharing the record, and I'm just stuck, you know, the song Old Languages to me fits in so many different spots on my particular program as I go all around the map with, there's no style of music that wouldn't be featured on Green Arrow Radio. We make little neighborhoods and communities out of sounds that kind of wouldn't bump into each other in many programs. And so your album's very friendly to other songs in all kinds of styles.
It kind of crosses between different genres, I guess.
Oh yeah. I don't like to box it in, but I sometimes notice where I would feature certain things, right? If I were to think in a genre like, and so that's one of those kind of albums that I can add just about anywhere, and get that feel. Yeah, get the feel. You know, make the feel of the set still be true. It's like a nice glue.
Cool.
That helps hold
the
set
together. I love the music that you play. I've been hearing it this morning. I love it.
Yeah, I'm all over the map. Just you wait. Later on in the program, we're sure going to get funky. And Ron Cat Spearman will be a guest on the program from Funkadelic.
I heard you say that. I was like, really?
You're opening. <Whoa. laughs> You're opening for Ron Cat.
It's crazy. That's awesome.
So, you know, let's... You know, most people can go online after, I want to do a nice brief introduction, and most people can go online, and where would they bump into you online? Where is the best place to familiarize themselves with you and your music?
I think that my website is probably the best starting place. It's just LaceyJames.com. That's easy also for them.
That is easy. My listeners need that help.
We all kind of need that sometimes.
Just, yes, wrong number, wrong album, you know. It is early. Give us a little bit of a break. So LaceyJames.com, easy. I'm sure you have the obligatory Facebook page where people could bump into you as well.
I do have that, yeah. I just posted about you on there.
Oh, no. So if people were to then go to those places, where would they find you hanging out? Where would they maybe be able to catch an upcoming show?
Well, we just did a huge show on Thursday here in, I'm in currently in New York, and that was a show at a club called Drum in the East Village. And I'm kind of like booking the next shows now, so I don't know what, you know, I can't say where we'll be next, but we will definitely be playing very soon, as soon as I can get that happening.
Nice.
Hopefully in March, but at least by April.
Yeah, when the weather breaks.
Sorry.
No, when the weather breaks, it's a nice time to think about touring.
Yeah.
Getting out there.
Well, we'd love to come out there. I mean, I'll have to see if I could sort that out.
Yeah, you don't want to come right now, but you do want to come. 10 degrees this morning. But that's what music like Old Languages does for me, warms up me and the listeners as they are definitely having their early morning coffee right about now. And I want to thank you for being an early morning riser with me this morning, and look forward to more things from you in the future.
Thank you so much.